Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. An Old Wine man is facing an assault charge after he was accused of attacking a female victim. The Old Wine Police Department says 42-year-old Trenton Boland was taken into custody shortly after 12 a.m. Wednesday morning on a Fayette County warrant charging him with domestic abuse assault, impeding air blood flow, causing bodily injury, a Class D felony. According to the criminal complaint, while an officer was responding to a separate incident on September 8th, he came in contact with a female with noticeable bruising and asked if she was okay. The woman, who had been in a relationship with Boland since May, then gave details of a verbal altercation with Boland that turned physical on September 7th. Further investigation accuses Boland of grabbing her by the throat and strangling her until she could no longer see his face and started seeing stars before everything went black. The victim also alleges that Boland grabbed her by her hair, jumped on her back, held her down, and punched her in the head. The woman also says he threatened to kill her dog, and she had to position herself between Boland and the dog to protect the animal. A warrant for Boland's arrest was issued on September 13th. Court records show Boland was convicted in 2009 in Fayette County on charges of domestic abuse assault and assault causing bodily injury. The Iowa DOT still has several road projects in north and northeast Iowa to wrap up before the snow flies. Pete Helmstead with the DOT's Mason City District Office says works in progress include a resurfacing project on Iowa Highway 3 from Waverly east to U.S. Highway 63.
They are adding 6-foot paved shoulders and will be putting on new asphalt. It'll probably wrap up the first week of November. All the paved shoulders and the resurfacing should be done probably first week of October, maybe the second week, but then they have to do a bunch of work off the roadway and stuff. So you'll still see work going on out there, but the main part of that construction will be wrapping up probably mid-October.
Helmstead says crews are also doing patching and asphalt work on Interstate 35 in north central Iowa.
That pretty much stretches from Dawes to the Minnesota border. They're not going to be working, obviously, the entire length all the time, but they will be working areas throughout there. So just be aware of that. It'll be a single lane closure, so it shouldn't affect traffic too much.
Helmstead says bridge deck overlays on Iowa Highway 9 just west of Riceville should wrap up early next month, with bridge deck overlays near New Haven to be complete late October or early November. The New Hampton Lions Club will host their one-day scrap metal fundraiser tomorrow. The club's Jim Kiffle says metal items will be accepted at a new location this year, LS Supply and Rental on the south edge of New Hampton.
We can take a box of doorknobs and screws from your house all the way up to farm equipment. We take all the appliances. The only thing we don't take as far as appliances go is picture tube TVs and monitors.
Kiffle adds that prior arrangements can be made for the collection of larger items. Since 2011, Kiffle says their fundraiser has cleaned up a lot of scrap metal for a good cause.
We have collected millions of pounds of scrap metal from the New Hampton and Chickasaw County area. It amazes me every year to see how much we get. Then with those funds, we support community things all in town here, whatever, you know, the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Sight for Kids, Dogs for the Blind, you know, all kinds of different things over the years.
To learn more about the items that can and cannot be dropped off tomorrow, visit the New Hampton Lions Club Facebook page. The Charles City Rotary Club's annual scrap metal fundraiser begins its 8-day run tomorrow. The club's Chris Garden says Charles City residents are welcome to donate items that contain metal.
Appliances, washers, dryers, refrigerators, bed frames, any kind of scrap metal that we can take to get recycled. Aluminum also, or stainless steel, anything like that.
Items can be dropped off at Tynan's Recycling in Charles City through October 7th, although arrangements can be made to have your items picked up within city limits. Garden reminds donors that Rotary won't take everything you want to get rid of.
We've had some questions that people think we would want to take, like furniture. If it's metal furniture, like patio furniture is fine, but like couches and chairs, recliners, stuff like that, they may have a little bit of metal in them, but there's so much fabric and wood that we're not accepting those.
They will take televisions and computer monitors for a $15 fee, which covers the cost to take the TVs to the landfill. Find more information on the Rotary Club of Charles City, Iowa, or LNJ Industries Facebook pages. The drive to raise money for the Charles City Athletics Booster Club will take to the streets tomorrow. Charles City Activities Director Dana Sullivan says the Ford Drive for Your School event tomorrow at Mike Molstead Motors in Charles City will mean $20 for the Booster Club with each test drive of a Ford vehicle.
The easiest way for you to help contribute to the Charles City Athletics, this is going to the Booster Club specifically, all I ask for is 20 to 30 minutes of your time on Saturday. That's it. I mean, you know, people are always asking for donations and things like that. This literally costs nothing as long as I can get you out there and test drive a vehicle. We can get up to $6,000.
Wow.
Sullivan says there's no appointment necessary to take a test drive anytime between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. tomorrow. Coaches and players will be on hand to help register drivers, which is necessary for the Booster Club to get the proper credit from Ford. Find more details on the Charles City Athletics Booster Club Facebook pages. It was over 2 years ago that Charles City's Carly Stevenson collapsed due to blood clots in her lungs. Michelle Stevenson says her daughter continues to make strides to rebound. However, the family is looking to speed up the process of regaining her sight and speech with an experimental medical treatment in Boca Raton, Florida. However, since it's not FDA approved, it's not insurance approved, so they've begun a fundraising campaign to help defray the cost, which could approach $70,000. Donations can be made through Carly's Fight on Facebook or at First Citizens Bank in Charles City. The Charles City volleyball team is also helping out with a fundraising raffle for five different themed baskets: Comet Spirit, Movie Night, Girls Gift Basket, Fall Basket, and Welcome Basket. Tickets are $5 and available from volleyball team members. Tickets will also be sold during tonight's Comets football game against Humboldt and the Comets home volleyball matchup Monday night against Cresco Crestwood. Tonight on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's Charles City football. The Comets hosting Humboldt, both teams 3-2. Radio Iowa scouting report at 6:45. The Mills Incorporated pregame show at 7 and kickoff at 7:30 with Eric Hofer and crew. On 95.9 KCHA, it's Nashville Plainfield football. The ninth-ranked Huskies hosting St. Ansgar for homecoming. Our pregame coverage starts at 6:30 with the Radio Iowa scouting report. It's the Huskies pregame show at 6:45 and kickoff at 7 with yours truly. Tomorrow on Fab Oldies, UNI football. Panthers hosting Youngstown State. Pregame at noon, kickoff at 1. And tomorrow evening on 95.9 KCHA, it's Iowa State football. Cyclones at Oklahoma. 4 o'clock pregame, kickoff at 6. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.